Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Friday. It's be Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for JP once again today. Crazy day yesterday of sports. You had
Toby Altizer.
Yeah, Alberhauser, however JP says it.
Spells it.
Well, first of all, it's not surprising at all that JP can't figure out how to spell someone's name or say someone's name.
Hey, Lanfield, did you hear? I told you yesterday JP spelled Toby's name A-L-B-E-R-E-R-O-H-O-U-S-E-R. How the hell you get that out of Altizer?
I'm not sure how he got it, but I'm not sure how a lot of stuff that JP ends up.
Boy. That is interesting, boy.
Good to be in once again here on a Friday. Plenty to talk about today. Coming up at 11 o'clock, Tony East, he covers the Indiana Pacers. He's going to join us. We'll get his thoughts on the NBA Finals. I want to know from the people in Indiana if this team is a little bit surprising. So we'll ask him about that coming up at 11 at noon. Channing Crowder from the Pivot Podcast.
Of course they're going to say no, they're not surprised. They expected this.
I don't know, man. I think this is a little bit of a surprising run. At noon, Channing Crowder going to join us. We'll get set for the Commanders and Dolphins coming up in Madrid, Spain. You going to that game, Mitch? You going to be out there in Spain?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Hell yes.
I'm going to see if I can make it out to that one as well. So we'll talk with Channing Crowder about that coming up at 1 o'clock as a Friday staple, Ask B. Mitch Anything. But we got to start last night. How much of the Stanley Cup did you watch last night?
Just a little bit. But you know what? Hey, I expected to see the Oilers come back and try to do it. I thought that the Panthers would be too much.
I mean, up 3-0 after one period.
You got the best player in hockey, and if you got to either stop him, or if you try to stop him too much, you know, all the other people to get going, and that happened. But one thing about this, about hockey, a 3-1 lead is not safe. A 2-0 lead is not safe because they're coming. At that point, when you're up 3-1, 2-0, they score one goal, all the pressure goes to you. You know, now it's 3-2. A 2-2, you go, oh, hell. A 2-1. You'll be, oh, hell, what's going to happen right now? And then you start getting on your heels, and they go more aggressive, and they get you.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy last night to see. So Florida's up 3-0 after one period. And then after two periods, Edmonton had tied it up at 3 apiece. And then you had Edmonton score with about 7 minutes to go. And then with 20 seconds left, Florida ties it up. And then Edmonton ends up winning about 9-10 minutes into overtime. I mean,
the way it goes, I think when we look at these games, it's going to either be a blowout by Florida or a close win by Edmonton.
I mean, you've kind of nailed it because so far this series, you had a 4-3 overtime win for Edmonton in game one. Game two was a double overtime win for the Panthers. And then game three was the blowout that you're talking about, 6-1 Panthers. Mm-hmm. And then game four to tie it up again, Oilers win again in overtime. I mean, this has been an incredible series. Three games going to overtime, one game going to double overtime. And honestly, I think...
Three games, one double overtime, and two overtimes. That right there four games with two overtimes, one double overtime. Hell, that's a whole two series.
Right. Yeah, that's crazy, and it's been good. And I think the NBA Finals, even though it's maybe not the teams that people are super familiar with, I think
people
that series has been good.
They're in the NBA, and they got damn good players, so get used to it. Because the big cities are not going to always be winning anymore.
Yeah, and I think that the NBA finds itself in an interesting spot with their series, because I think you look at the basketball is good, the teams are good, but I don't think that they've marketed these stars that are in this series enough. They're kind of forced to with this. Even though SGA was the MVP, it still doesn't feel like he got the recognition that he deserved. Tyrese Halliburton was voted most overrated. Now he's showing what he can do.
We don't market the players per se, but they say the NBA is ran by the stars. But when you start getting to the finals and all that, we market cities. And you got to get past that. Like, you're seeing exceptional basketball in this this final.
100%.
We've seen some lackluster games when we see some of the bigger cities in it, but you're seeing exceptional basketball. These guys play both ends of the court. They're not just playing offense and not caring on defense. Both teams are trying both ends. And if you want to get more people back, because people are leaving the game of basketball because they don't give a damn throughout the season. They just play offense. Nobody plays defense. A team could come out one night and score 150. The next night they score 70 and lose by 50. You know, it makes no damn sense. And until they start playing like these two teams are doing, they're going to keep losing fans.
Yeah, I like the way that this series has been played, where you're getting up and down the floor. You're playing with some pace, but you're not just heaving threes every time down the floor either. I think
they get the right shot. Like, they will make that extra pass, and because somebody will be open, but hell, he's right under the basket.
Yeah, exactly.
They get it to him. They don't feel they have to score, just shoot threes.
One thing that I've hated that has been kind of a talking point around, I mean, I know you're a big analytics guy, B-Mitch. I know you love the analytics of every sport, right? But I think one thing that's been crazy to see with how basketball's evolved is that essentially people are saying that the mid-range jumper is a very, very bad shot, just in terms of the percentage that you're going to make it and all this stuff. You can't watch this NBA Finals series and watch SGA and tell me that mid-range jumpers are bad.
Let me tell you, scoring is the key to the game. All right, and whether you score two or you score three, if you score is what matters, right? I don't understand why we feel you have to only score three. Well, if you keep taking threes, now let's be real. There are some guys who are exceptional shooting, and those guys shoot 40%.
Mm-hmm.
How about the guys that still shoot 7-8 three-pointers, and they shoot 20-some percent? But the guy that take those twos, he's shooting 80%. Which one you want? You want a guy to take 9 threes and hit 20%, or a guy to take 10 twos and hit 80%?
Yeah, and I think
just, you know,
I think overall, seeing just the way that the game has evolved, has been frustrating. But I think this has been a good series, like you were saying, to kind of get back to the way that basketball once was, where it's ball movement, it's working together as a team, it's getting the open shot. If that open shot's a three, that's fine. There's no problem with that.
Yeah.
But it's not just forcing a three to force one. It's not forcing the action just because you're the star player. It's working together as a team, and each team has a star. SGA is the bigger star in the series, but Tyrese Halliburton came out very aggressive in game three. We'll see how he looks tonight in game four. But I think this has been a fun series to watch because you have more than just the stars showing up, and those are always the fun stories to follow in championships, whether it's you got stories like Timmy Smith for the Redskins back in the day, right? Like, guys that you weren't expecting to come through in big-time moments. I think those are what are cool to see. And so seeing guys like Benedict Mathurin show up the other night for the Indiana Pacers, seeing guys show up like Alex Caruso for the Thunder, I think that's cool to go along with the stars playing at a star level.
Yeah, but when a guy is picked 6 overall, he's supposed to be able to play. And Mathurin, we probably never heard his name, but hell, he was chosen because they felt he had exceptional ability. I still ask this question. There are so many analytics telling you to shoot so many more threes. The people that leads the league normally average like 31, 32 points a game. Why is it the dude that wasn't shooting a lot of threes still was averaging 35, 36, Michael Jordan, when he was taking a lot of twos? You know, and they were like, well, he can't shoot threes. Well, he shot, didn't show you he could shoot threes. But he kept taking the shots that were more efficient than the ones that were forced up. And we have a lot of people today that shoot threes that aren't damn good at it. Because Steph can hit from anywhere doesn't mean everybody that's on the basketball court should shoot from anywhere.
You want to know my analytical frustration with basketball, B. Mitch? Mm-hmm. How many times you watching an NBA game and you get to the end of a quarter, there's like 33 seconds left, team just made a bucket so they're inbounding from their own baseline, and someone runs down and heaves a three with 30 seconds on the clock so they can get the quote-unquote 2-for-1?
Yeah.
What the heck is that?
They can go down and get a layup go down again and stop them and then stop and try. But
you end up with two bad possessions over one good one.
Yeah, that's why the guys that sit behind the computer with their little glasses on, you know, and a little pencil behind their ear, want to tell the guys who actually know about the game how to play it, because the numbers say it. Numbers don't score no damn points.
That's true. Yeah, I'm excited to watch game four tonight, and Stanley Cup's been good too, like you were saying, tied up at 2-apiece now after Edmonton won last night in overtime. Been good. It's been fun to watch those finals. There's been a lot going on.
Is it the best Stanley Cup final you've ever seen so far?
Honestly, B-Mitch, I don't follow hockey all that closely, unless the Capitals are in.
Man, you got to follow hockey, man.
I'm not a hockey guy.
But I'm just saying, from what you've seen, have you been super excited?
Oh, yeah.
Entertained?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
it's probably the best you've ever seen.
It probably is, then. Yeah, I mean, it's something that, you know, last night I was watching all types of stuff, and then you figure out where this game is going, and, you know, 3-0, you kind of turn it off, but then all of a sudden it's 3-3, and it's kind of going back and forth, and it's fun to watch. It's always fun to watch. I know.
See, that's the part I love.
JP's guy is McDavid.
That's the great part I love about hockey. Like, if it was a basketball game for the most part, football game for the most part, if they're up out like a 3-score game, you could basically shut it off. Not in hockey. And in hockey, you got the number one seed against the 8 seed. You can't say the number one seed's automatically going to win.
Yeah.
Because it's not about the actual first line. You better make sure all four of those lines are great. You know what I mean? And that's the thing about it. That's why the games now with Edmonton and also the Panthers, all those lines have talent. They have somebody on those lines that you go, well, there, he could be on the first line. He could be on the second line. But they don't quit. They keep going. And I'll tell people, I played football all my life. I could basically, after the game, look at the score, look at the box score and stuff, and I could tell you exactly what happened in the game. I'm entertained when I'm watching hockey. I didn't grow up watching hockey. I didn't grow up knowing nothing about hockey. But when you see how fast they're moving on that lamb little blade, I am super entertained by that.
I'm
entertained by football, but I can relatively tell you what's going to happen. Hockey? It's different, brother.
Yeah, it's just so unpredictable. It's one of those games that's crazy because how do you even, like, you know, there's so many different factors. Like, the ice is torn up as the period goes on, and the puck can bounce weird, and all these different things. Like, you know the conditions you're going to get on a football field generally. You know the conditions you're going to get on the basketball court. It's just crazy all the different things that factor in when you're playing hockey. Do you catch it square? Is it a great pass? Is it bouncing?
Is it some bad ice?
Yeah, it's the crazy stuff about it. It just can go all over the different places. So it's been a fun one to watch. B-Mitch, you into this at all? It's Friday the 13th today?
Am I worrying about Friday the 13th? No. Friday the 13th, I have some great plans. Probably go play some golf.
That sounds about right. That sounds about right.
The only bad thing about Friday the 13th, we're at work. We could be playing golf somewhere.
That's true. You know? That's true. And all these roads closed, right?
Hey, man.
I ain't worried about the political stuff with it, whatever. I'm just saying, there's so many stinking roads closed trying to get in here.
Did we not do Bleep You yesterday?
We didn't do Bleep You yesterday. It was a short show.
We need a special Bleep You for these roads closing. That's what we need. What the hell?
Making
man,
the commute
I
hard.
Into D.C., back into Virginia, back to D.C. to get to work. Some of the streets are not going to be bothered.
I know.
Why you shutting them? What the hell?
How much of the golf did you watch yesterday?
I didn't watch any. I watched a little bit there on the thing that when we were sitting there. That was it.
It was fun to watch, and it kind of played out like I expected, B-Mitch, where early on you had Spawn go out and shoot that 66, and His front nine is where he made all that hay.
It all right there.
Well, did you see that he made, I think it was something like 18 or of 19 putts inside 20 feet?
Yeah, and that worked for him. He didn't have a bogey yesterday. That was the most intelligent.
Incredible.
But the thing of it is, this is what I like. When we watch golf in those first few days, in the first day or so, we see a bunch of names that you don't see all the time. And the thing about golf is consistency. All right, you play golf. You go out and you play around for the most part. Can you put 18 good holes together?
I can barely put two, so all no. Right?
Imagine, he put 18 together. He has to come back today and try to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And then tomorrow and try to do it again. Does he have that wherewithal? You know, because you look at guys like Scotty has proven. Even Rory's proven it. Justin Thomas has proven it. You know, you can go through it. Koepka, proven it. Even as crazy as he is, DeChambeau, Jeff's best friend, he has proven he can put them together. Can Spahn put it together under these conditions consistently? Or was yesterday, that was his shot?
Well, and it kind of played out how I expected, where the early morning of the first day, when it's a little bit softer, there's still some dew on the ground, you can land it up close and it stays there,
mm-hmm.
you're able to score a little bit. Not anymore. Right now, B-Mitch, there's only eight dudes under par. You've got Spahn at 4-under. Victor Hovland's had a heck of a day so far today. He's 4-under through eight holes. He's now at 3-under. Thurston Lawrence.
Who has Hovland?
I think, I don't know. I'm not sure around here.
We have a four-team snake draft.
I'll have to look at that. Thurston Lawrence is also tied. He hasn't played yet. He shot a 67 yesterday. Sam Burns is also 4-under on the course today. Siwoo Kim at 2-under. And then three guys at 1-under. Brooks Koepka, Ben Griffin, and Thomas Dietrich. That's it.
I watched Brooks Koepka hit a shot yesterday. The ball hit the green, had a little spin, and looked like it had stopped. And the camera went away, and it came back, and that ball was rolling.
It's still rolling.
You know, it had stopped, and then it took off again. It started rolling, and it rolled away about 15, 20 feet. So I don't know what the snip they said the other day was 16. I don't know if it's still 16, is it faster or what, but 16 I don't want to see.
So
I'm scared of 16.
I'm trying to find the exact who it was. So earlier today, there was a guy on, I believe, hole number two, and he hit an approach shot and didn't get all the way to where he wanted on the back of the green, and the ball continued to roll for 40 seconds away from the hole. 40 seconds.
See, there's certain little courses around here, some little secrets. I'll tell you one of them. What's that? You're going up. Oh, Lord, I forgot the whole name of the course now. But it's up 270. Lil Bennett. Those greens don't get above the hole.
Yeah, you have no chance.
Bruh, you could tap it. I mean, gently. And if it's above the hole, it's not stopping until it's off the green.
That's incredible. Yeah, yeah, I think watching these guys out here on this course, it looks so difficult. And you've got a couple of guys still taking advantage somehow. And then you got Scotty, who struggled. And trying to find where he's at right now. He did not play well yesterday.
Yes, if Scotty's not in the fairway, he don't like that rough.
Well, and he doesn't have, he's a really good golfer, but he doesn't have the firepower as some of these other guys that can get through that kind of a rough.
Yeah.
Like Bryson shot a 3-over yesterday. Scotty has not been great. Rory's at 4-over after he shot an opening round 4-over. Like, it's crazy to see some of these other guys that are able to have success, and then some of the top golfers that you would have thought would be in this thing are not having success. Like John Rahm shot 1-under yesterday. He's 3-over today. Cut line currently a 4-over. You got to think that's going to jump up to 5, 6, 7.
Get to the cut. You make the cut and see what happens. Scottie Scheffler right now is +4. He's +1 today. He's tied for 54.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I saw one yesterday, B. Mitch.
I think the top 60-something go.
He was coming down the stretch, and he just completely missed his spot and rolled off the green. Number one player in the world.
They say the spot where golf will ruin some people. I saw a little headline on when one of the email came in. Oakmont has the capabilities
100%
of ruining people.
I'm laughing. I was watching a bunch of stuff on Oakmont last night. It opened as a par 80, B. Mitch. A par 80. It probably should still be par 80. Be 100% honest.
Hey,
that's the only chance I'd have of even coming close to par if it's still 80. Might need to make it up to 90 if I'm
Will Chandler?
Yeah.
Will Chandler shot
rolled 40 seconds away. Just kept rolling and rolling.
Will Chandler is now plus 21.
Oh, man.
He was 13 over yesterday. He's 8 over so far today.
Well, credit to him for keep plugging away, because that's tough. That's tough.
No, he was plus 8 yesterday. He's plus 13 today. He's on the 11th hole.
Next, I want to talk about Jaden Daniels. Do you believe that he's going to win an MVP at some point in his career? 800-636-1067. If you'd like to hop in, do you believe Jaden is going to win an MVP at some point in his NFL career? We'll talk about it next year.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
B. Mitch and Finley. Welcome back. It is B. Mitch and Finley on a Friday. Toby Altizer in for JP today. 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. We're talking about the one and only Jaden Daniels. Do you think at some point in his career he's going to win an MVP? I saw some discussion talking about this with, I believe, Sam Monson, who used to be a PFF. I think he's with the 33rd team now, saying maybe he could win one before the end of his rookie contract, so in the next 4 years. I think that's very possible. I think when you look at it from Chris Sims recently put out a top five quarterback list, and he had Jaden in his top five. I didn't necessarily agree with the order, but I think when you look through the NFL, I really don't know that there's any debate that he's at least top six or seven, and I think he probably put him at five. But he had Lamar at one, Allen at two, Burrow at three, Mahomes at four, and then Jaden at five. I could quabble a little bit with the top four, but regardless, I think Jaden's a legit top five quarterback. And so when you look at could he end up winning an MVP, absolutely.
Yeah, I would say that there's nothing that say he can't, he won't. We watch how he works, and if he does if he continue working like he's done, like he's shown he is, and he does, and if they keep putting the right people around him, I don't see why he can't. Like last year, when you look at what he was doing in his rookie season, and the quarterbacks that really take this thing serious and put the work in, they normally begin to grow. And if he were to continue being able to run like he does, he's a better passer than a lot, two of those guys in that damn.
100%.
He's a better passer than Burrow or, not Burrow, than Allen or Lamar.
Oh, you think he's a better passer than Josh Allen?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I think Josh Allen is massive running the ball. I think Josh Allen has a super strong arm. But as far as passer, no. I think Jaden is better.
All right. I like that.
Pat and Joe, those guys. And Pat, let's be real. Pat has an uncanny ability to break your back with his legs. You know, Pat is a passer. But you mess around and gets caught up in the man-to-man, he will come run the ball on you in a heartbeat. Joe Burrow takes too many hits for me. But Joe might be the best pure passer of all of them.
I think he's just the best pure pocket passer.
But he takes too many damn hits.
I mean, all these guys are different. And I think what's unique about Jaden is you can probably take traits about all four of those guys that are ahead of him, and he's got a little bit of all of them, right? Yeah. I mean, you look at Lamar, the comps are obvious, right, with him and Jaden.
The speed.
Josh Allen, he's got a little bit of that. Maybe not as much like Josh, but he can play pocket passer like Joe Burrow. He's got a little bit of that creativity like Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen has. So he's got a little bit of everything.
But he has the smarts like Pat.
Yes. Yeah. He's got the great work ethic. Yeah. He's got everything you want intangible-wise for a quarterback. I think another part about this, B-Mitch, too, is Lanfield posted a picture on our 106.7 The Fan account on Twitter, and this dude is cool. He's wearing Kobe's at practice, and like he was the fourth leader in merchandise sales, according to NFLPA. The only people ahead of him last year were Saquon, Mahomes, Jalen Hurts. So I think when you get to that point, like, at some point, say we get 3, 4, 5 years down the line, if Jaden hasn't won one, but he's still playing at this level, it's going to become a narrative, right? And that plays into it some, where that narrative of, hey, we got to get this guy an MVP award. I mean, regardless of how you feel about how last year went, there was definitely narrative that played into Josh Allen winning over Lamar Jackson, probably similar to the year before. Like, there's always seemingly narrative that plays into these awards.
Yeah, the narrative plays into it because if you look at the numbers.
Well, and I think that Jaden, at some point, because of how popular he is, I think he could get to that point where people are going to say, this guy's got to win an MVP at the level that he plays at. At some point, he's going to have one.
Yeah. I mean, but you have to be a quarterback to win an MVP. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
And when you load up a stat sheet like he does, the dude don't turn the ball over a lot. He scores touchdowns running and passing. And he has the it factor, you know? That also tells a story. When little kids start loving you, the voters start loving you.
100%.
And the league truly loves you because they know if you got another kid, he'd be around for another 18, 20, 30, 40 years. You know what I'm saying? That's how it goes.
I mean, when you're looking at this, B-Mitch, last year he threw for just under 3,600 yards, 3,568 yards, 25 touchdowns, only threw 9 interceptions. He ran for 891 yards. So you figure, what that's about 4,400 total yards, around there, just about 4,500 total yards. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's only going to get better.
Yeah.
And he already had 31 touchdowns.
If you want to project, when you look at what he did last year, you say, yes, that guy will win one in his career. Nothing he did will say no. You know, a lot of people would feel, oh, he was in Washington. Well, Washington, the way they play now and the things that are happening has changed. So, yes, he could win one.
And one thing that I think about this, too, is when you look back at how Robert's rookie year went in 2012, it was special. It was fun to watch. But it was a very unique offense that you felt at some point maybe could get figured out. And it was, right? Like, I mean, you saw Colin Kaepernick take the Niners to the Super Bowl with a similar type of offense, read option, something that was new. But then you saw it kind of get solved defensively. I don't think there's anything to solve with Jaden. He's playing quarterback.
I think when you look at Jaden last year, you never asked a question can he read a defense?
Exactly.
You never ask the question, can he sit in the pocket and go through his reads? Those questions were constantly asked by Robert. Can he be a pocket passer? He had extreme athleticism, but he always went to his athleticism. And I think that right there is where the things that when you look at Jaden, you don't, many people want to just compare those two. Only thing that they're both, I mean, they're both black, they both are running pass, and that's it.
Yeah.
Everything else, Jaden is way different than what Robert was.
100%. And I
and
think
he's not
too,
trying to prove how tough he is.
What I think is funny too, last year, remember week three, Cam Taylor Britt said they're running a college offense. And everybody got offended by it. And frankly, it didn't matter to me because they're running a lot of college concepts. But guess what? That doesn't matter because they're successful at the NFL level.
A lot of college concepts? Pat Mahomes.
Exactly.
How many times he won MVP? How many times they won Super Bowls? You know what the college concept is? Everybody's in a spread and you're in a shotgun. That NFL, traditional NFL was man in the backfield, under center.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the pros now do what the hell college just does.
And I think the thing is, like, this isn't an indictment on anyone on the team. It's an indictment more so on coaches around the league that can't adapt their offenses to incorporate these principles so guys can step in and be successful right away like you saw Jaden last year.
If your quarterback is multifaceted, can do different things, why won't you utilize it?
100%.
If you have an offense that have receivers that can do multiple things, why not utilize it? See, people look at what Joe Gibbs did back in the day because they were run first. But if you look at Joe's concept, Joe will put the big package in. He'll put in a nickel package. He'll put two tight ends, two wide receivers, and a single back and run all of the same damn plays. But the defense was affected by the fact that, oh, it's a different personnel grouping. They got to be in something else. He would run the same stuff he ran out of a single back, two slots, two wide outs, that he would run when he had two tight ends, two wide outs, and a single back too. Or drop one of the tight ends out, bring in the H-back, run the same plays. Didn't make a difference.
I think a lot of the best coaches run simple stuff, make it look complex.
Yeah. You know, when I hear coaches tell me how many plays they have, how big their playbook is, I laugh. But if I hear a coach tell me that, you know, we try to throw different looks, basically run the same things, that's how you get people. The look make them think it's something else. So they try to prepare for it, and bam, you hit them right where they wouldn't expect it.
Well, and that's where I think coaching is perfect because like you're talking about, it's simple stuff. So when you have something that's simple, I mean, you know this as a player. If you understand the concept fully, there's no thinking, so you get to play at 100% speed. Like you are going full speed versus if the other team has to think that split second, you going full speed versus them having to process for that split second, that's the difference between a catch and not.
You got them. You got them. Listen, man, the people that would say, when the question is asked, will he win one? Do you think he can win one in his career? Anybody that's saying no is just a straight damn hater.
So
because
true.
After watching him his first year, you have to believe, yes, he plays like that, he's going to win one.
Well, and I think he's already in the conversation with guys that have won him, right? I think he's in the conversation. I'm not saying he's better than Mahomes. I'm not saying he's better than Burrow or guys like that, but he's in the conversation.
Yeah, it's like he's in that neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly, you know? Right. Some of the comments on Twitter saying, in his career, yes, this year, probably not, but he has a puncher's chance if everything breaks right.
But the question was, in his career.
Yeah. And I think
why
for sure.
Why are we answering to this year? If the question is in his career, to try and go to the other stuff don't make a difference.
800-636-1067. I see you guys on hold. We'll get to you on the other side of this break. Is Jaden Daniels going to win an MVP at some point in his career?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
To your phone calls next. Welcome back. Friday on B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP today. There might be a fight today with Jeff at some point today, B. Mitch.
Stab him.
There might have to be some sort of fight.
Stab him. I wouldn't care.
I mean, he's sitting in my seat over here. He's shoving me in my. He's doing some. He's doing a little too much today.
Stab him.
We're gonna have a problem, Jeff, if we continue this. You know what, though, Jeff, I'll let you enjoy because your boy Tyrese Halliburton is up in the series. It's not gonna be the case after tonight. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander gonna have his way tonight, and they're gonna win the next three, and they're gonna win this series in six.
Unfortunately, Toby, I agree with you. They're going to win tonight. I don't know who's going to win the series, but I know it's going to be back and forth.
800-636-1067. Will Jaden Daniels win an MVP at some point in his career? B. Mitch says you're a hater if you don't think he will. So let's get out to the phone lines. Let's get out to Elijah in D.C. Elijah, what's going on?
Yo, what's going on, y'all?
What's up, man?
I mean, B. Mitch, you're right. You're absolutely a hater if you don't think he has the chops to get MVP. And I think he can get it multiple times. But for one, yes, he represents kind of like going to a slot machine. And if you pull the slot machine, get jackpot, that's what he represents to me. Like, out of all the quarterbacks, just his skill set, what he can do, he can get you with his legs. You know, and as he grows and as the roster grows along with him, you know, I think he'll be able to get it in multiple ways, you know. Mm-hmm. So he's going to be more difficult having that blend between running and passing and trying to understand how to defend him. He's going to get his. You're not going to be able to stop him. I think it's more about trying to limit his game. And I think certain cats, he's super clutch.
Yeah, he showed that last year, that clutch gene. He got that.
Yeah.
Every, you know, even other quarterbacks, you see them get to certain spots. I'm not name calling, but you know what I'm saying. It's like I was really looking at that last year. Let me see how he just, you know, how he deals with these moments. And it's almost like he cuts on the gear, man. It's like it's kind of scary that he can ride and put his team on his back as a rookie, know how to get his guys lined up. He's showing up early. That's, you know, those types of things, and those are the moments that people can't see. Those are the moments that are the separating factors between the elite guys and the rest of the guys, because somebody else could have his same skill set and be like, man, I don't need to do this. So for him to have that unique skill set and the mindset along with it is something I think special. And I think we're going to see that blossom over time
100%.
As he grows, you know, as the roster grows. He's going to have his rookie jump. I think we don't talk about that, this, you know, jump full rookie, you know what I mean? Yeah, he was a little long in the tooth when he came to the league. He's a little older. But he's still going to have a rookie jump that I don't think we, you know, we don't just account for because he had such a great season. So,
hey, Elijah, appreciate the phone call, man.
Of course, man. Checking with y'all soon.
All right.
So something that's interesting that he mentioned there, I want to get your thoughts on this, B-Mitch. So I'm working on a theory, and I think you've seen it proved a little bit. I'm not sure if it works with other positions, but it definitely is starting to be a trend with quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
When you get guys that have that one-year breakout, right? Think about the two LSU guys that have seen this and then come to the pros and been really, really good. Jaden.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Joe Burrow.
Yep.
Right? Versus a guy that has – it gets to a point where everyone knows he's going to be the number one pick. Or they're talking about this guy really early. Trevor Lawrence.
A lot more pressure get on that guy.
Well, I think what we do sometimes is we see this guy and think that they're just going to continue to ascend and ascend and ascend, and maybe they peak early. Right, maybe they reach their peak a little bit earlier and they don't have as further to go up versus a guy that blossoms late in his college career is now ascending. And I think you saw that with Jaden, where Jaden was better last year as the season went on and even better in the playoffs than he was in week one. And I think you saw that with Joe Burrow as time went on. He obviously got hurt in his rookie season, but as time went on, he got better and better. And I think with those guys, you see them ascending versus a guy like Trevor Lawrence.
Uh-huh.
By the time he was a sophomore at Clemson, we're talking about this guy as a franchise savior for someone in the NFL.
Every day.
And he's been a disappointment in the NFL because maybe he hasn't taken that next step that everyone thought that he could. I think that's just something that's interesting that you have to watch.
Yeah, you got to pay attention to it. But like, some guys, like Trevor Lawrence was like that after his freshman year. Jaden had to work at it to get there. And it's just something about that the person that has to put in that extra work. Just like when you see at the end of a season, a team has been locked in for the last 7-8 games. The other team had to fight to get into the playoffs. Then they get into the playoffs and they beat the teams that were already, had already secured a spot. You know, the Giants, two times they get in the playoffs.
Yeah.
They were, you know, they come in late. They make the last spot, the wild card. They go to the Super Bowl. Everybody else was happy. They were chilling. They were fighting. They were working. And that's what Jaden had to do his whole time. And he still does that. So
let's get out to Vince and Akakeek. Vince, what's going on?
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
What up, Vince?
So, yes, I agree with B. Mitch. If you don't think Jaden can win an MVP in his career, you more than a hater. You might need to get your mentals checked. Yeah, as long as Jaden doesn't get hurt, I think he's more than an MVP. I think he's going to take over the league. Jaden is elite at both things. Like, you got some guys who throw the ball very well and they're mobile and they can run. And then you got guys who can run at an elite level and they throw the ball okay and they need to fix it. A la like Michael Vick. Michael Vick was an elite runner and then he got under Andy Reid and he became an elite passer. Jaden is an elite passer and an elite runner. I know the NFL is a different beast. It's grown men everywhere. The undrafted dude could become the next savior of the league. So
yeah.
It's a different beast. But I think what Jaden did in college, where he had the 4,000 and the 1,000 rushing, I don't think that's an anomaly for him to do in the NFL because he is an elite passer and an elite runner. It's not like one is a little shakier than the other and he's compensating for one. He can do – if Jaden decided, I don't want to throw the ball, I want to run for 1,000 yards, he could do that.
Mm-hmm.
And if he decides, I don't want to run, I want to throw for 5,000 yards, he could do that. So I think him touching both, having like a Marshall Faulk type of year from the quarterback position is definitely something that we will see, which will only add to his MVP trophies later. My last thing on the MVP, yes, you have to be a quarterback to win the MVP. B. Mitch, as a former player, I think that's BS because I think if you talk to a bunch of former players and current players – if you really put them in the room, the MVP of the league last year was Saquon Barkley.
Oh, hell yeah.
Sure.
Politics are politics.
And a lot of them felt it was Lamar, too, although he was a quarterback. But
yeah,
the dude threw 41 touchdowns or something like that and had 3 or 4 interceptions.
Yeah, and I think what we were talking about, though, with Jaden was, you know, with Robert, he was a runner that could pass.
Yeah.
Versus Jaden's a passer who can run.
There you go.
Like, he can pass the football. If you told him you can only stay in this circle, in the pocket, he could still make that work.
See, what ultimately happens is, yes, they want to get the athletic quarterback, the guy that could throw the ball, he could move around and things like that. But ultimately, they want the guy who could think the game. And that's the guy who could sit in the pocket and just dice you up. He's shown he could do that, you know? And then when you watch him, when he take off running, the dude is having fun.
Oh.
You know, you watch
it's just
him.
So easy.
He doesn't seem like he's in an NFL game, but he's like he's in the backyard playing with his friends.
Yeah.
You know, when he'll run up on a guy and get up the front, I'm going to step out of bounds right here. You know, he learned to not take hits real quick, too.
Yeah, well, he learned. He learned in Week 1, and then he learned to try to protect himself after that Panthers game as well, and the level he got to was absolutely spectacular. Coming up next, Tony East going to join us, talk about the NBA Finals, covers the Pacers. How surprising has this Pacers run been for people in Indiana? We'll talk about it next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.